Okay, this Shabbos Mishnah we learn Parshas Hazinu, and of course we're in the pre-Sukkot mode, having completed Yom Kippur yesterday. So I'll speak really about a Sukkot topic. We'll just start with an important Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. The Torah says in Devarim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Hatzur Tanin Palo Kichol Brach of Mishpot, Kael Emunore, and although Tzadik Yosha, who praises the perfection and the honesty, so to speak, of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Tom and Paul, all his works, he said that in some of the Piyutim, in Yom Kippur, and also in Rosh Hashanah. Tom and Paul, Kichol Brach of Mishpot, all his ways are just. Kael Emunore, and although nothing crooked, nothing tricky, Tzadik Yosha, our Kaddish Baruch Hu is the Tzadik and the Yosha, dealing with everybody. Fact enough right now, but the Mitzvah in his introduction to the commentary on the Chumash, his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, speaks about this pasuk. He says that the Sefer Bereishis is nicknamed Sefer HaYashar, it's the book of the Yisharim, it refers to the others, the Yisharim. Tzadik Yosha quotes this pasuk. And he says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is not people who are only righteous and fair when dealing with people who are of their own type. There's not any use for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Yosha, everybody. Avraham Avinu gives an example. Davin on behalf of the people of Sodom, who could be more diametrically opposed in terms of Ashkafa than Avraham Avinu on one side and Anshei Sodom on the other side? But yet, perceived an injustice and so on, he stood up for it. That's the Yosha. Anyway, the Gemara has a Drosha on this pasuk in Tainus on Afyud Aleph Medaleph, because Baruch Hu does everything the way it's supposed to be, the just and honest way. Kalim of Avinu, although Kalim of Kishayim Shani Furman or Risham Alapah, Afil Alaver Kala shows and Kachim from the Sadiqim Alavazer, Alaver Kala shows. Kosh Baruch Hu grabs or punishes those who need to be punished, even Alaver Kala, Rishon and Sadiqim. Okay, and that's very novel. Kashem Shem Shalom and Tzchar Sadiqim Alavah, Afil Alaver Kala shows, Kachim Shalom and Tzchar Rishon Alavazer, Afil Alaver Kala shows. And various other drushes in this passage, but the point is that the person will merit Alavah or not. But in terms of some benefits as good deeds and some punishment of death, it doesn't matter if you're tzaddik or a rasha. So obviously, it should be self-understood that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave as well. And it gives an opportunity to speak about a sugya in Masechta Sukkah that really it's an important sugya, but we're more familiar with the with a variation or a different aspect of this question. Than the one we discussed tonight. So hopefully we'll get a little insight and learn a little bit about the mitzvah issue of Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, on Daf Chof Testament Aleph, this is the famous, that's our Chof Testament Day, this is the famous Mishnah, Lulav HaGozul HaYavish Potzer, right? A stolen Lulav, likewise HaDastam and HaRovish Eshek, but Lulav HaGozul, stolen Lulav, or dried out Lulav is possible. Okay, that we know. Rashi says, "Lulav haGozel, Lulav Kafshel Tamar, v'Hadar Tanya Hadas V'Arav Bapi Hashayah." Rashi says, "Even though this Mishnah only speaks about Lulav, we're going to get. You just be patient. We'll get to Hadas and Arabic and later Kishay." Okay. So Gozel says Rashi, if it's stolen, it's possible. Well, Lekach Dem Lachem Ksi Mishal Lachem. The pasuk in the Chumash, the end of Parshas Emol, and describes the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and the Arba Minim. It says, "Lekach Dem Lachem," that to take that which belongs to you. So Mishal Lachem from your own. It can't be stolen. Now, Yavesh, a different din, not our topic tonight. Yavesh is the Be'in and Mitzvah Huderis, the Steve Unveil. Huh? Well, I would think perhaps that I certainly violated the Aveir of stealing. But once I did that, now I'm the kind of Mitzvah break even. You know, now I'm the kind of Mitzvah Lulav. No question you can't steal. I'm not allowed to do it, but let's have a stolen Lulav. So, am I allowed to use it? The mission tells us you're not allowed to use it. Also, Yavesh is dried out, the Be'in and Mitzvah Huderis, the Steve Unveil. Rashi says, because it has to be beautiful, that's a big problem, because that seems to be hither mitzvah, not the basis against our topic tonight. The Gemara, we'll skip the rest of the mission. The Gemara, again, is a Sukkot Chof Tesunday. It says, Kaposi Petani. Right? The Mishnah simply said, it's possible. Lo shnav b'yom tov rishon, lo shnav b'yom tov sheni. The Mishnah did not distinguish between the first day of yom tov, the second day, and the other day. Apparently, the whole week it's possible. And says the Gemara, wait a second, Mishnah Yavesh Hata Bina Lecha. I understand why dried out lulav is no good. Because that is a psul in the chet to the item. It's not a lulav. It's dried out lulav. So it's the first day, the second day, the seventh day. This is a disqualified lulav. Rashi explains, Kapasa, the time is possible. Lo Shnob, yeah, now why would we think there's a difference in the first day and the second day and the third day and so on? So Rashi explains, exactly. Lo Shnob, yeah, the Rishon, the Chivim, the Raisa. Taking the Lulav and Esrog on the first day of Sukkot is the Raisa, the Pasuk says. Well, Kachtem Lachem by Yom HaRishon. According to the Torah, that's all that's the Raisa. You don't have to take the Lulav the rest of the week of Sukkot. You have to sit in the Sukkot. That it says, the Sukkot Teisha Shiva Tzomim. Like to act like Matzah, right? Matzah is only an obligation the first night of Pesach. You don't rest the week. You don't have to eat Matzah. You can't eat chametz. You can eat potatoes, whatever. But you don't have to necessarily eat Matzah. But same thing with Lulav. On the first day is the Raisa. Yom Tov Sheni, the last of the Tzulchan Lulav is Rabbanim, says Rashi. The rest of the week, the fact that we take the Lulav is a Mikud Rabbanim. To be Yom Rishon, because the Pasuk says only Yom Rishon. The Mishnah explains later on that in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take the Lulav all 7 days. The Beis HaMikdash only, based on a drasha from the end of that Pasuk, because it's Machtem, Rufna Hashem, Akechem, Shivas Yamim, to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take the Lulav all 7 days. And the Gemara, Mishnah tells us later, Yochanan and Zakkai, who was the chief rabbi in the period of after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, made certain, he and his Bezdin made certain takanas. I think there are 9 different things that he instituted. One of them is that they made it in that we should take the lulav the rest of the week also as a zecher l'mikdash. Okay. Anyway, so it came back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah does not seem to make any distinction between the first day and the rest of the week. And so says the Gemara, it's the Mishnah Yavish, possible Rabbanan Nami came in the mitzvah. He zecher l'mikdash. He didn't hear the mitzvah, right? You have to do it the right way. If you're going to make a Zechel Mikdash, there has to be something called a rule. You're not going to say Zechel Mikdash instead of a rule, you take a banana. Right? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, I'm oversimplifying now because it's not our topic now, but therefore the rule is dried out. So that I understand, says the Gemara, why it says the Mishnah, a dried out rule of its puzzle, and it doesn't matter if it's the first day, the second day, the fourth day, the seventh day. However, it says the Gemara, but El Gozel, but a stolen rule of Bishlam Yom Tov Rishon on second. The first day of Sukkot, I understand. Dichsiv Lachem, that's the same pasuk. Well, the Kachem Lachem by Yom Rishon. I understand. The first day, it has to be Lachem. Misha Lachem. No, that I understand. Okay? However, Elab Yom Tov Sheni, Amai Lo, but for the rest of the week, why not? What's wrong? Again, you're not allowed to steal. What's wrong with using the stone? What should be the problem? Okay, Amai Lo, Rashi Nehechet, takes it, but so who says pasul? Pasul means you don't get credit for the mitzvah. It's a zero. So who says, where's the company? The Gemara says, what? You have to do it again. Yeah, you just work. Answer the Gemara, Mishon, the Havarei Mitzvah Habo Abaveira. That's called a Mitzvah Habo Abaveira. A Mitzvah which came about through an Aveira. So regardless of the Pasuk Lachem, Mishon Lachem, there's another din called Mitzvah Habo Abaveira. Mitzvah Habo Abaveira. Shenemar, where did that come from? Mark says that Mark quotes a Pasuk in Alachi. Perak Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, "Va'amartem is one of the quotes part of the pasuk." Va'aveisem gozel v'esem deach v'tachol. The full pasuk says, "Va'amartem hine matlo v'pachtem also amar shem tzvachol va'aveisem gozel v'esem deach v'tachol va'aveisem v'esem mincha ha'ertza also miyerchem amar shem." Rhetorical question, because Baruch Hu wants you to bring something. You're going to bring a carbon. It's a sickly animal. It's a stolen animal. That's disrespectful. Would you bring such a thing? You bring such a gift to somebody else, Hashem Baruch Hu doesn't want that. So that's the idea of a mitzvah habo abaveira. Good. That's the basic sugya in the beginning of Parak Lulav HaGozel. However, what I'd like to look at, by the way, I just stress, even though the Gemara we just said derives the concept of the mitzvah habo abaveira from that pasuk in Malachi, which I mentioned, the Yishalmi has a different source. That's a different pasuk. That's not this. Okay. Hakolel fechasecha. Maybe it's in the same section. I'm not sure.
Same idea.
Yeah, same idea. Now, but here it says they quote this pasuk specifically mentions Gozen. Okay. Anyway, Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, at the end of Halacha Gimel, Yerushalmi writes. The statement from Rabbi Yonah, Omar, Ein Avera Mitzvah. Ein Avera Mitzvah. He learns that from a pasuk in the end of Parshas of Hukosai, the last pasuk in Sefer Yikra. The last pasuk in Parshas of Hukosai says, Parak Chav Zayin of Yikra, Pasuk Lamadal. Eila Hamitzvah, Asher Tiu Hashem is Moshe, but I saw my Arsina. Eila Hamitzvah. Yerushalmi has a Joshua, very end of Gimel, Eric Yud Gimel and Shabbos, page Ayin Beis, when Beis, in the Zomer edition of the Yerushalmi, it says, Omer of Eila, Eila Hamitzvah, Ima Siyasam Ke Mitzvahsam, Ei Mitzvah. The law of Enon Mitzvah, you do them as Mitzvahs, the right way, then it's considered Mitzvah, not? And not, the Penelosh explained, Penelosh says, Omer of Eila, Eila Mitzvah, Kriv, okay, well, first of all, that Rav Yonah said, "Ain avera mitzvah." Pinchas explains, "Kol shaboy, they are avera, ain a mitzvah. They ain't a lebracha, you can't make a bracha." Okay, that's another sheet today, but not for us. Now, Amar Ela, Ela mitzvah, Steve Lomar, im asiyasim, kimitzvosim, ain mitzvah. In love, el shaboy yorcha, they are avera. They can't. The item can't do an avera, ain a mitzvah. Okay, Rav Yonah, who the sefer is, ain lebracha mitzvah, above avera. So, Shami has this interesting side point, a different mocker. But either way, there is a concept called mitzvah hapoah baver. As I said before, we're familiar with this concept from Lulav HaGozel, that's the name of the perek. However, the Gemara has a discussion about this earlier in the Masechta, about a sukkah. That's what I'm talking about this evening. What about a stolen sukkah? We're just trying to discuss how that could happen, huh? Right, good, good. Okay, right, right. Matzah, we'll discuss other things. I want to focus. We come to sukkah, it's about sukkah. There's a Mishnah about Pesach Morales and sukkah. The Mishnah says, top of the page, sukkah yishana. An old sukkah. You have a sukkah, you know, you use it all year long. It's like on the deck, a patio, or something like that. You have a gazebo or something like that, and it qualifies as a sukkah. Sukkah yishana. And Rashi explains, because the farsha asah, kodim l'chag shoshim, no, but l'pirishi l'shem chag. He didn't build it. He made it even more than 30 days before Sukkot. He's been hanging around since last May. Okay? And you didn't express the state. You can build the Sukkot earlier, but that they have to express the state, according to Beis Shammai, that it's for the sake of the mitzvah Sukkot. So Beis Shammai postman. Beis Shammai says such a Sukkot is no good. And Beis Hillel makshirim. This was as good anyway. Why? So says Rashi, Beis Shammai postman, debo Sukkot lishma. Beis Shammai requires that the Sukkot has to be made lishma for the sake of the mitzvah. The zoo stam nasis, and this hut was put up, you know, stam. He wants to have a place to relax in summer. The ilu tosos and lechag, how it came of the ship. If, however, he built it for 30 days, even if he didn't specify, that's automatically considered. The shol and milchus chag from lechag shos. Well, 30 days already, you're in the mode, you know, you're in the zone, the yomtiv zone. So you build it 30 days before. Rashi says even Beis Shammai admits that you build it 30 days before. He didn't exactly specify, but the assumption is it's close enough to Sukkot that it counts, even according to Beis Shammai. So then, Samos, Hashem Chagos, of a Kodom Shoshim, Stam Alav L'Chagos. The early 30 days, you're not in the zone, we assume it's not. That's according to, not for the other. Therefore, it's no good for Beis Shammai. Beis Shul Machshirin, okay, and Beis Shul said, it's okay, Beis Shul Machshirin. The Lovin and Sukkot L'Shem Chagos. It doesn't have to be specifically for Sukkot. Who says? And they tell us that the opinion, it doesn't have to be specifically for the sake of the mitzvah of Sukkah. You build a Sukkah, it happens to qualify for it. So you have a Sukkah, might as well. Okay? Yeah. No time. Now, AZ Sukkah Yishana, Kosha, Sukkah, Kodal, Chag, Shoshana. So Shem Chag, if you don't kill it, Hashana, Ksheret. Of course, if you built it 6 months ago and you set it for Shem Chag, that's also okay. For both sides. Okay? But that's what comes out.
You have to use the bulk from the prior year.
Yeah, because we'll shame Sukkah. This will talk, which, okay. So one second, the machok is beishan b'sol. So he's talking about b'sol. Okay, you don't have to have a l'shem chag. Now, it has to be l'shem tzil. That's a different thing. We don't have to have in mind that it's a, like, for example, we know that when you bake matzah, you're supposed to say, you know, you say l'shem matzah mitzvah and so on. But certain things require l'shma that is done specifically for the sake of the mitzvah. Beishan says go to by tzukah, and b'sol disagrees. Now, later on, and that's the mission on top of the pesach on the bottom of the page. The Gemara refers to a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud Gimel, which says Chag HaSukkos Tasalecha. Chag HaSukkos Tasalecha. Shivas Yamin Va'aspecha Migornecha Mikvecha. That's in Parshas Re'eh, the relating to Shmini Atzeret. Okay, so it says there Chag HaSukkos Tasalecha. The Gemara wants to make a suggestion that since it says the word Tasalecha, sounds a little like Lekachtem Lochem, right, that we had before. But since it says Tasa Lecha, make a sukkah for yourself, so the Gemara says Hachanami Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Lecha L'Shem Chovcha should be for the sake of the obligation, for the sake of the mitzvah. Isn't this a riot for the sheikh of the Beis Shammai that you have to have in mind that it's for the sake of the mitzvah because it says Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha? So the Gemara answers no. Ahu mibayalim ute gzula. That lecha doesn't teach you have to have in mind that it's lecha, that it's chakasukha pasta lecha for the sake of the mitzvah. Rather, limute gzula. That word lecha is darshan, it's extrapolated, but it means to exclude a stolen sukkah. Limute gzula says Rashi to be inam tasa lecha. Mishalcha, exactly like you said. This comes before the third parak. The third parak is more famous in regard to this thing, because the Mishnah, people learn parak of Lavagazo. But the same drush of lachem, mishalachem, that's it in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have the exact drush here, but Rav. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, the same question, the same answer.
Old Gula, you mean?
Not borrowed.
Sukkah, but hold on, we'll get to it. But the question, both of them, is the following. But that's the sukkah. So, Tasa Lecha, Chagga Sukkah, Tasa Lecha, tells you the sukkah can't be a stolen sukkah. Okay? Can't be a stolen sukkah. Now, before we go any further in analyzing this question, there's some discussion. What exactly does it mean? How do you steal a sukkah? Well, exactly what is a stolen sukkah? So the Ritva is producing here. Well, let's see. So let's see. Let's analyze. So Ritva, producing Ritva here in sukkah, that's no big. They do ask for a high sukkah gzul the pasri. Achaloya dani ma'inino. I'm not sure, says the Ritva, what's the case. Let's say I walked into your sukkah and pulled out a gun and told you to get out. You left. I sat down and ate. I brought my own food. But I sat down and I kicked you out of your sukkah. I kicked you out of your sukkah and I sat in the sukkah. You built it. You decorated. Spent all the time. Okay. Says the ritual. It's not nice. But Hakanel and the karka ain't exelled. You have a rule. That's also in that third part of the sukkah. Luba Gazel. That there's no such concept of stealing by land. Land, you can't just pick it up and walk away with it. The land always remains in it. You don't have what's called a kinyan gzela. This is a technical term, but you don't have, if I steal your jacket, then I have the jacket. I pick it up, I walk away. But land, realistically, it can't be stored. I steal it. You know, pick it up. You stay and I want to listen to the ball game. The Yankees take the field. Yeah, where they take it? Okay. Right. So, right. Halachically, it doesn't change status. So therefore, well, it's not a nice thing to do. Lemaista, that's not called a stolen sukkah. Okay? And therefore, it's Mahavilei sukkah she'ula. It can be a borrowed sukkah. Okay? But it has the status of borrowed. But right, it won't be worse than borrowed. Can he say a parakul of a gozel? Mitzvah is nothing wrong. And therefore, the less bought mitzvah baba there. That's not going to be called a mitzvah baba there. Kevah, the kanya klal. It's not, you don't acquire it halakhically. Well, Rishu said the Mari, so it remains the property of the guy you kicked out of his. So that, the Swiss law said that can't be the case of the stolen sukkah. Okay?
No.
Sounds like a mystery, right? The case of the stolen sukkah. Yeah, what? Purloined sukkah.
All
right, so hold on. So we'll see. So the Indisha goes out 18, but let's say I didn't steal sukkah. I stole wood from you. I built that. I made my sukkah out of that wood. My whole sukkah, the schach, is all made out of stolen wood. English, it goes on 18 people, and what kind of I'm hustling the Nami Ksheler. Again, not allowed to steal someone's wood. But if I did, I built the sukkah out of it, put schach in it, all stolen. Okay? The material, the raw materials are stolen. That's also not a problem, not allowed to steal. But the Gemara also has a record for everything, and all the Gemara and sukkah, and the Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says there, that it's allowed. Gemara has a case of a woman. It's a woman who claimed that somebody's certain. House of Reish Kalusa. No, then look it up before. Remember, on Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that the woman accused some people of stealing her stuff, stealing her wood, and she screamed about it, and she said that all of the other rabbis reading there. They didn't steal the wood, but the first time I was in the Reish Kalusa, here it is. Yeah. Here it is. Lamed Aleph and Aleph and Sukkot. Okay, the Gemara says, Ahi Savta, the old lady, grandmother, the Asa Kalder, Nachman Amalei, Reish Kalusa, the Chul Rabbanah, the Bay Reish Kalusa, the Sukkah Gzula Haviyasa. I want to tell you that the Reish Kalusa, that was the chief, you know, the political leader of the Jews at that time, wasn't the reason necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. But the political leader said, apparently his men stole her wood. That's what she claimed, anyway. And so I want you to know that the Reish Kalusa and all his friends, all the rabbis who were eating there for sukkahs, are all sitting in the stolen sukkah. They're not yotze. That's what she screamed to her of Nachman. Okay?
Yeah, she just wants the wood back.
Well, I don't know. But she wanted the wood back. I said, she wanted her wood back. No, but she said they're all sitting in stone sukkah. And the Gemara goes on to say they didn't pay attention to it. It's not true. Okay, it's not true because when I said, they didn't listen to the report explained because, although maybe, okay, later on we'll have it in Torah. But in the meanwhile, the sukkah is kosher. Let's assume they Takeh did steal. So then she has to prove her case. But, well, one second. It's not karka, so why should that be Takeh allowed? So the law explains, yeah, it's not allowed, but why is it a kosher sukkah? Because we have a rule, okay, we have a rule that when somebody steals something, so we require them to pay the money for it. Let's say I steal wood and I build it into a house. We call it takana tashavim. We want to make it easy. Takana tashavim. Takana is merish. My merish is a bean. So you're going to tell a guy to steal. I was a thief when I stole. I built a house. I wanted the tshuva. But, you know, I wanted the tshuva pretty badly. But, I'm not ready. I'm not going to tear my whole house down. Is there any other way that I can do tshuva without ripping my whole house down? The answer is yes. The Rabbana made a book. Pay him the value, the full top dollar, you know, full value. That's called takana tashavim. So the mele, what's that?
Form.
Right, that also comes as discussion. Shinoi, maybe. But here's the problem. Here, they just slap the wood down. But anyway, at the end of the day, so that's also not a sukkah gzula, says the Ritual. I mean, again, it was wrong, but the sukkah should be a kosher sukkah. So, right? Right, now therefore, even if it didn't pay yet, that's a further discussion. Let's assume it's going to pay. So anyway, so that's not the stolen sukkah case either. So we're both still searching the case. It's not the case you kicked the guy out of the sukkah. It's not the case, huh? What's that? No, so that, let's assume, no, we'll assume not, because you have a kinyan in it. Right, so Sheena, right? Okay, yeah. Now, Ba'anachon says it was attempted answer. The hecha de gozal eitim is tichech v'hem yidol raisus sukkah gzul v'lol kanilayim. The leka yeis v'shina v'shul. This is a change of status. Mil rabbana kalim etakonis meir. Shetiknu sheit in dmei eitim ne'ashav v'kriit v'per gimel. Okay, again, that's that same sugya in sukkah. Comes the, which one says, you could argue that maybe in a chanami, maybe the raisa, that would be a stolen sukkah. Because only the rabbana who instituted this concept, you don't have to rip your house down, takonis ashavim, takonis meir. You know, so now at the raisa level, you know, that could be the case of the sukkah gzula. Right? That could be a case of you stole the wood. Okay, because at the raisa level, maybe. But in the rabbanon, you say it's okay. What's the other thing?
He doesn't like
that answer. He says, hilchos sukkah shei with rabbanon, the hefker bez and hefker. But the rabbanon have the right to declare. Determine ownership and declare this doesn't belong to you, this belongs to him, and so on and so forth. And the Ainlam Nigzal El Dmei Eitzim Bovad, the victim only is entitled to his payment, and that's it. So, therefore, it's also not really, but even maybe the Raisa, the Raisa, once the Rabbana made this rule, so Sukkah's share. So therefore, he concludes, Umil Mishkachas Lo Sukkah Gzula. Here's a case of a Sukkah Gzula, Kagon, Hasuya Barosh Hasina or Barosh Hagola. Okay, a guy built a Sukkah. On a boat, on a ship, okay, or on the back of a wagon or something like that. It was not directly attached to the ground. And someone else now came and picked it up. You know, I wanted to have these pop-up sukkahs.
Pick it up, walk away.
That's the case. Okay, I brought it to my yard. Okay, so there, she even took pellets. It's movable, portable sukkah. Okay, so therefore, says the... Gridvar, that's the case of the stolen sukkah. He says in the end, Nimtu Gimeltin in Midvar, Badova. The sukkah asu the karka and a gzula from the rice. If the sukkah is on the ground and I just told the guy, that's not even nothing. That's not considered gzula at all. Gozo eitim sikhazahem, ain't no possible derayim. Then maybe the rice is possible to abundance and it's okay. Well, Mitu Pelas, sulagami the zebra, but it's movable. Okay, so that's the case that the which Ross says is the case for Paul Law. I just for the sake of the complete picture, which is aware, the Ritz Gaius is one of the early Rishonim. Ritz Gaius has a sefer called Hilchos Ritzkeya called Shari Simcha, or Meir Sharim. This is one section. To the very end of Hilchos Sukkah, the very end of his Hilchos Sukkah, the Ritz Gaius writes, not to be confused with the Maratz Chayit, but somebody else uses many years later, the Maratz Chayit, the Ritz Gaius much earlier. Ritz Gaius writes, Sukkah Gzula, what's a Sukkah Gzula? He says, Hamasachek v'sharam sher kagon shetochach v'tchaver v'otzim v'sukasam v'nitzmon su v'yashu v'sofol. In that case, yotzei lechavos the karkan is zealous. Okay, that he agrees is to go in and force a guy out of the sukkah and you eat there instead. That's not called the sukkah zur. That's karkan and zealous. That's not the case of sukkah zur because the other guy's still there and so on. And we have a din. You can be yotzei in someone else's sukkah. I can be yotzei in your sukkah. Hopefully, it's because you invited me, not because I came and invited. But they do it. But in Gaza, but he says in Gaza, eitzim. The secret for him, did I call Emma was made from Vatva? High of the time and Tasa Lachav and Shalacha, the Mutek Zuah. He says the case is on a Derisa level. That's what we thought, admitted it too. But he says, Paul, that's the case that he said. So he says, what?
The cloud that we said about the Shabbat and Tithis and everything.
What?
The cloud comes first and we shouldn't need this project. So we learned from this project.
So it looks like he's saying we learn from this project. That's what it looks like he's saying. Anyway, what? Right, that's what we're saying, yeah. Okay, because this takana and the rabbanan. Now,
by the way, so whatever the case is, whichever example or illustration you like, there is this concept of a bones, okay? And that's excluded because of Tasa Lachon. Now let's go back to that Sugya and Sukkah about Tes, okay, which talks about the bones, Sukkah. And Tosus asks a very simple question. Tosus asks about Tes and Aleph.
What do you need this drusha for? Typically, what do you have to have a drusha to tell me a special pasuk chagas sukkah tatzalachon and so on and so forth? You don't need that. Wanted to say it's mitzvah bavavera. They have a high time of patlin esrog agaz beyond the shame. Come on, raise what it does. As the gemara applied to stone lulav and esrog past the first day, okay. So the Tosus says, one second. You can ask the same question there. Tosus is asking here in Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph, why do we need a special drasha to exclude a stolen Sukkah to have a principle in the Mitzvah there? Tosus, the truth is, you could have asked the same question over there. Right, what do you need the pasuk lachem mishlachem? It's mitzvah over. Why is mitzvah over there only pop up on the second day? Okay, and it's through the first day also. This call of mitzvah over there. So there they still need the pasuk lachem because there you needed mihasam ikos l'shariyeh ditzarach lemutei shaul. Because on the first day of Sukkot, a borrowed lulav is no good. You still need the drasha of lachem mishlachem. You're right. You wouldn't need that drasha for a stolen lulav. Okay, but you would need that drasha to exclude a borrowed lulav on the first day. The first day of Sukkot, you're not allowed to borrow a lulav, right? So you can do it. Matala, matahach, and so on. So today, everybody has their own lulav. But I remember, when I was a kid, I'm here, but they were showing the shul. I don't think half the people didn't have a lulav. They had the shul, bought three or four of them. They put them on the table. Now everybody has their own lulav. I would say that the average 10-year-old today has a better lulav than the women don't ever saw, probably. They didn't have it. Europe was hard. It was really wintertime, so it was very hard to get. Anyway, but Lamaisa, as far as the first day, of all kinds of, you have to give it as a matana, right? So that's why it's over there. But there's no such rule on when it comes to a sukkah. There's nothing different on the first day. That's with pasukah, teshuvah, shivas yamin. All the 7 days are exactly the same. So therefore, it says Tosas over there, en chanami, mitzvah above there would have been good enough. To tell you about the stolen lulav, but they had to bring up lachem mishlachem to exclude a borrowed lulav. But what about here? Here, the fact is, avagabi sukkah says the Tosus lekos nehachet. The rabban and damer come parakay oshen and gemara daf chav zayin raised. The adam yotzei lechavas b'tzukas b'shachavero. You are yotzei with someone else's sukkah. You can if I'm invited, I can suffer by you for lunch or whatever. Okay, there's no lachem. So therefore, menafka. And how do we know that? Menafka. I mean, the seed kol ezra fi yisrael yeshu b'tzukas. It says every citizen, every Jew consists of my Hazadosha. Theoretically, that'd be a pretty big sukkah. But theoretically, everybody can sit in the same sukkah or we can rotate. So why does Jew derive the Mokkah, huh?
You're a master.
That's a master, different question. Yeah.
What is the whole status of a sukkah? When it was a sukkah, there's no mitzvah you do with a sukkah.
Okay, hold that thought. You're driving out. Hold on. Let's see. Watch. I'm going to stick with the Tosus here. The Tosus says, Yeah, so now back to the question. So what do we need the drush of Lecha here by Sukkah? We have the principle, it's all there, both of them. And this is it. Well, I'll show you the time. I have a bunch of, the Shalom and Achor, everyone has people about this. So let's share some of the classic answers tonight. The Yesh Roman. Because the time of the Mitzvah of Avera, Lav Daraisa, I was up on all. First answer, Tosis. The Mitzvah of Avera is only an exclusion on a Darabonim. The Daraisa, there's no such. The Havesim Gozel is a Piseach and so on and so forth. First of all, the Pasuk and Novi. And even the Rishalmi, that had a Pasuk and the Chumash, I cannot smack that. That's not what the Pasuk says. There's no Pasuk that says the Mitzvah of Avera is Pasuk. Rabbanan determined that a mitzvah of Avera is possible. So therefore, the Gemara here was looking for a source that would disqualify stolen sukkah at the Raisa level. That's why they didn't mention the mitzvah of Avera. Mitzvah of Avera only disqualifies at the Rabbanan level. Okay, they didn't want it. That would also answer the problem over there. Well, it goes, because the first day, the second day, and on, is only the whole mitzvah on the Rabbanan. Anyway, it's enough to have a Rabbanan disqualify the Rabbanan. But anyway, that's one answer to it. However, Mio Kasha. Tosos doesn't love that answer, and I'm not going to read the whole rest of Tosos, but Tosos quotes from various other places by Kabbanis and some other things that it would seem that Mitzvah Avera is a Daraisa concept. Okay, so it is Daraisa. He's Docha this Teres. Tosos tests him out and took him to Mount Kahu. Last Tosos one thing. Okay, so it's technical. Okay. But it's pretty clear for the Tosfos doesn't really love that teretz. Okay, so I have to try and figure out other terutzim.
How could it be? At some place where Vernon did a series of errors, yeah. They cannot, neither of them, so we don't want
okay.
to people ever have such a field which can get away with.
Yeah, all right. Maybe that's Tosfos' right.
They wouldn't do it here.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting question. Anyway, that's the teretz, that's Tosfos. We go back to the Ritva. Go back to the Chiddush HaRitva, the previous Torah. So, Hod Amrin Ahum Vayla Muti Sukkah Zuhu. Tamiya Milsa, Halam Ali Krot. Just learn it out. The Mitzvah Ba'ur, same Kasha. Okay? So, he quotes Tirtzu B'Tosus. But it's not our Tosus. He quotes different Balei Tosus. The footnote, they say it's Tosus Rashba. That's not the... There are two Rashbos. That's the Rash, right? There are two Rashbos. The Sephardi Rashbo and the Ashkenazi Rashbo. The famous Rashbo, the more famous is called the Chiddush Rashbo. That's of Shlomo ben Adares, who was a Talmud Ramban, okay, in the Sephardi community. There's an Ashkenazi, who's a little earlier, okay, one of the Balei Tosfos called the Shimshon ben Avrom. Usually we refer to this as the Rash Mishant. It was in Shant sense. It's the print. We have tears from him on the Mishnayot and Zroim. And the Tosfos closes. Tosfos on the page, close to Rashbo. That's not the way we refer to it. Anyway, so it's from his Tosfos. He says that he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz like that. Now there's other Rishon. So anyway, what does he say? Tirtzu B'Tosfos. Interesting. The Lekka L'Meimar Mitzvah Habo Abavera El B'Dover Habo L'Ratzo T'Karbon V'Lulu. Very fascinating. Mitzvah Habo Abavera, says this Tosfos, with the Ritva quotes, is not a universal principle. You're right, it was there, it's the class. But it's not even, he's on a Daraisa level anyway. On a Daraisa level, there's no concept of Mitzvah of Avera other than by things which are used as Ritzui, I don't know what the good translation of Ritzui, to appease or to, you know, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever understands that. Like Ritzei HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Ritzei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find pleasing, like Karbon, like Lulav. Lulav also fits in, we have discussed another time. But it's not by Sukkah. It is interesting to note that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah never mentions Mitzvah Habo'ah B'Avera other than in two places in the context of Karbonos. Very fascinating. Okay? Interesting observation, but it's a fact. So so that's the answer over here. So therefore, Mitzvah Habo'ah B'Avera doesn't apply to Sukkah. The Mela, the Gemara had to come up with a different drasha of Lecha to tell you that Sukkah Zu is no good. Okay? So this is there is more quotes Tosfos, but it's not on the page in Tosfos.
Okay.
No, it's in the Rash Mishan, and he quotes wherever he's quoting. Yeah. The footnote tells you it's in some other place. It quotes the Maram Chalav. Ritzus just says quotes the Tosfos. It was not our Tosfos on the page. He just quotes the Ritzus Tosfos. Okay. So what?
The other place. sword, you still use it for something that's fine.
Right.
But it's the thing they think of that it's being used for.
It pleases Hashem.
He doesn't like the other. That's
right.
The whole quality
right.
of that removes.
Yeah, the pasuk goes on Hashem sonei gezel ba'olo, right after by karbonos. But anyway, that's correct. So that's a different teretz. However, the Ritzvah doesn't like that teretz either. Ritzvah himself. Yeah. That's right. Right. Okay. Yeah, break even. Anyway, so but the Ritzvah doesn't like that answer either. And there was a little bit before. The less that can look with Shalom Gavin Matzah Gula. There's a discussion about stolen matzah. That's not Lura. That's not for Ritzvah. Right. There seems to be discussion in other places. Okay. The Hasam Nabu Chitzas is over there. It's a Tari. And that might be the right. So also, okay. So he says another answer. Yes, Lomai, the Anan Haskel is Shmuel Kadim, the less way mitzvah, blah, blah, there. The truth of the matter is, I stopped on the Lamed Amid Aleph in Bulvagozel. I stopped. But if you go further in the Sugya there is a sheet of Shmuel who does not believe in mitzvah, blah, blah, there. Okay, Shmuel, and he says that therefore, Taka would seem that a stolen wool the rest of the week would be kosher. Okay? That's the sheet of Shmuel here, which we don't accept the halacha. Okay. Amar Shmuel, lo shalom al-yom to Rishon al-yom to Sheni, mitok shi yotzi b'shol yotzi al-yom to Gozal. Right, Shmuel learned differently. I have an argument of Mishnah, now I found out. Anyway, so the Ritzvah here says, maybe this Gemara is a leave of the Shmuel, or even a leave of the Shmuel. They wanted to satisfy that opinion. They don't want to rely on Mitzvah Baba there. So therefore, Shumachi, it's like Kro, the Mutek Zulu. Okay. Then he gives another teretz. Okay, Yinami. Afilu l'chula alma nami itzrich. Not just a shmul. U'mishum d'belul av osa rachmona gozol v'sha'ul. V'chazin en gabi suka d'shar rachmona m'niksim kol ezach v'yisrael. Nelam en shekoy yisrael u'ilay shmisuka achas. He's like, come on. Ava sal kadai di vua din d'shar gzula. V'lo chosh mishum d'shar blah blah blah. Kevin Shaina Bolarasa. He goes back to that answer. Okay. He says like this, you know, maybe when it comes to lulav, so the word lachem sort of eliminates both shaul and gozel. Okay, lulav gozel and lulav shaul, both eliminated. Says the Ritzvah, maybe someone would have had a havamina to think that, well, just lemaisa by sukkah, the dinim are different. Maybe it's an exception to the rule. Just like shaul is good, so maybe gozel should also be good. The person could have had such a havamina. Therefore, kamash malacha shalacha, lemutek zulav. It comes back to that with Rastus. He just phrased it a little differently. And the reason I think he phrased it that way is because the Ramban discusses this very, very briefly in the Kedushim in Psochem. Ramban is not here, but the Ramban is in Psochem, Dr. Lamed Hamad Aleph. Okay? The Ramban says, he's talking about Tevin, Matzah of Tevel, and matzah that you don't really own, you're not really allowed to eat. It's related. It's like stolen. He brings it up there. So he writes the sukkah. This is daf lamed hay in Pesachim. In Pesachim, the chiddush Rambam. The sukkah mitok shiriba hakasav kol ezach b'Yisrael. You asked before, what do you mean that pasuk for? So there was a pasuk that says kol ezach b'Yisrael yesh b'sukkah. Any Jews that should fit in the sukkah, and that is matir shulah sukkah shulah. Oh, that's what he says. Maybe that color ezach, which comes to include a sukkah shul, that's good, will also include a sukkah zul, would override the rule of mitzvah over here. That's what I thought. Maybe there's a special, like exeris hakasa, the color ezach. Every Jew can fit in a sukkah. How have we got there? How have we got it? Okay. What?
Maybe it's paid for the
math. Okay, right. Right. Okay. That's what I was sharing. Anyway. But that's what the and then he also that's the Chiddush Rambam. That's similar a little bit to what the Ritzvah was saying, but the Rambam says a little more clearly. And he's saying someone might have had a higher meaning that a sukkah zula is okay, just like a sukkah shul is okay. And it's learned for pasuk, not pa. So maybe the pasuk overrides the rule of mitzvah bover. Then the Rambam goes on to say, "Alo ikur nirali she mitzvah bover psul d'rabbanan." He goes back by a croft to kabbal and mitzvah lehodna. He goes back and says the whole psul mitzvah bover is only d'rabbanan. Not like the Ritzvah rejected, but Ramban says that. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting, but I think, anyway, very fascinating. Josh, just wait till you wanted to say a very fascinating thing in the Meiri. The Meiri is on the Sukkah Daf Chof Tes. Okay, the Meiri here in Sukkah Daf Chof Tes. Meiri writes in the Bantor and Mitzvah Lavera, he says, V'shem atoma l'shitosteinu Sukkah Zula Hechishuru, Why would a sukkah gzula, why would we think a sukkah gzula is kosher? This on the top of chaveru lo tzim sukkaso karkan exel shein karkan fine. Ela gozla is in the sikhi kohem hamitza bo veri hachor isli dolad doros. Okay, that's his nickname for the sefer shlomo fine. Shall we do it? Shalom begazah. The mirror. One sec. According to a sefer called sefer shlomo. Shalom, I think. But anyway, here's what they wanted to get. Ela shenira li, listen to this one. It was very fascinating. It'll remind you of something, maybe. Shasukah ain't a yotz of the gufa. You're not yotzei with the item of the sukkah, right? You're enveloped by the sukkah. You're sitting in the sukkah, but you're not, it's not like a wool. You're picking up the wool, or you're putting on the tefillin. Or what are you doing? You're sitting in a room, right? You're sitting in outdoors, right? He says, of a sukkah ain't a yotz of the gufa. With a karka olam who yoshev, he's sitting on the ground, right? Sitting on a chair on the floor, okay? Elisha sukkah makifaso, right? The hot chocolate surrounds it, okay? The chol shekar English from mitzvah bavera. There's no mitzvah bavera here because mitzvah bavera of a belula begufo yoshev. The very stolen item, that's what is being picked up for the mitzvah, okay? The royal galgalok did mitzvah bavera. Therefore, mitzvah bavera applies. He always says very. To remind you of anything, you're not yotzei. Very clear. What does it sound like? It sounds like my chauffeur, right? What do we say? A stolen chauffeur. Why did the Rishonim, we had a Rishonim that, the Rishonim, why is a stolen chauffeur allowed again? I want a steal chauffeur. Agreed. If a guy has a stolen chauffeur and blows, I'm yotzei the chauffeur because the chauffeur, the mitzvah is to hear the sound. The sound wasn't stolen. Okay? So this guy blew, well, I blew myself a stolen chauffeur. The mitzvah is to hear the call. And as he says, it really says, "Kain Masha Amr Talmud Amar." That's the Yishami. Ma Ben Lulav L'Shofar Lulav Begufo Yotzi Shofar B'Kolo Yotzi Ain B'Kol Din Gezel. Very fascinating. I think it's a tremendous kiddush. Like you're saying, it's very interesting though, because you're not Yotze with the sukkah. It's like you're not Yotze with the shofar. The mitzvah to hear the sound of the tekiyah. Right? Yes, the Rashba is a tshuva about a Megillah Pesul. So it could be the same thing. It could well be the same thing. It's called Megillah also. The mitzvah to hear the. Right. So that's a question. That's a question. But anyway, I want to share that Miri with you because I thought it was very fascinating. A very fascinating analysis. You know, it's like you think about it. You're sitting under the sock. I know. Okay. But I'm not using that item per se. It's there. Right. But that's not called mitzvah b'avera. Again, it's not allowed because of the pasuk. We're just trying to explain why you have a pasuk. At the end of the day, it's not talking out loud. It's just talking to the top of the car. So it can't be. But why? It doesn't fit what the Miri is saying. It doesn't fit the regular rules of mitzvah bar b'aveira. The principle of mitzvah bar b'aveira, he says, applies to something which is an item that you use, and here you're not using it. Anyway, it's interesting.
You think if you're traveling and you find a sukkah, no one to ask, can you sit in it? You wouldn't be okay on sukkah.
Just to look a little bit on the Achronim on this. So that was the other Rishonim you had. The Ritual, yeah, the Ramban.
All these answers we have.
I know, not the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara didn't deal with the whole thing, right? Anyway, there's the Chasam Sofer in the back of the Chuz, the third volume of the Chuz, Chasam Sofer, they print this Chidushim on certain parts of the Gemara, so including Perek Vav Hagadol. Okay, so now they printed it separately also, but it's old edition of mine. It's in the back of the Rula Gozel. So Dibam on the Gemara in the beginning of the paragraph, the same sugya on Daf Chofes. Dibam asks why he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a book called the Sefer Yosher, both the Tshuvas and Halachas. You have it home. I looked briefly. I did not find this in the Sefer Yosher, but okay, some sort of knew the Sefer far better than I did. And I didn't find it for the sukkah in the obvious places, but I'm sure he says it. But I haven't been a Thomas Hill to see what the shogay lekam ishu mitzvah ba bavera. He says an interesting thing. What if a person, Avera was an accident, you know, to come up with such a case, didn't realize it.
Why the lulav that was stolen?
Exactly. I bought it, okay, I didn't know that the shopkeeper was thief. The mice said it's a stolen wolf. Okay, I was a show gate. Okay, gave me the presents, I bought it. So says the Sam Sofer, quoting the Sefer Yoshua, he says that the mitzvah of Avera is only when you, the person who kind of mitzvah, did the Avera on purpose. Okay, you know about it. And therefore, that's mitzvah of Avera. Okay, however, therefore, if I didn't know this was stolen, somehow I got mixed up.
I picked up your law by mistake.
Okay. Yeah.
You know it by the price.
Then you know it, right? Right. If you come, yeah. Then deep down, you know. Yeah. Yeah. It depends when, though. Like, you know, if you want to.
Steal it.
Right. That's true. It wouldn't matter, actually. Now I think about it, you're right. It wouldn't matter because you may know. It's a different Kim Sayela Dale there over there. You're assisting somebody. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Now, you can get a good blue and you know, in the borough park about 10 minutes away. Guys unloading his inventory. You can get the $80 table. Now we're going to $10 table. But anyway,
exactly.
You got to wait. That's not the whole, though. Anyway.
Not exactly right
at a different point. Anyway. But I said that's the Sam Sofer quoting this Sefer Yoshua. Just an interesting distinction. But comes the possible Chagas Sukkos Kaselacha. Unfortunately, you wouldn't be punished. But unfortunately, now that we have the Gzeres HaKosta, that can't be a stolen Sukkah. But so you didn't realize, you didn't know, you went in there, so whatever case you want to contact, you'd still not be Yotze. Unfortunately, you know, again, it's not your fault, but the Shogi. So that's another possible distinction. The Shagas Aryeh, and this is a whole, part of a several chapter discussion of Nitzah Bolver and Simon Tzadi Tess, he says when it comes to something stolen, it's only a Nitzah Bolver if there is a chiv to return it. Okay, a chiv of Hashavah, the Heishah of Yerosh HaGadol. He says, however, and again, if he discusses what Lon mentioned before, if it was Yeyush and it was Shinavishus and so on, or he mentioned if it belonged to a guy. Now, we're not allowed to steal from a guy. Okay, now let's feel, but strictly speaking, the mitzvah of Heshav Zidel Shagazel doesn't apply to an Akum. Something belongs to an Akum. So he said, that's another thing. He says, how can I be shown? How do my tzukik zulu milach pashalach? The lo shu zaber, the gezo sa Akum mari, the mitzvah bo of a very leka, I feel the hachi lo shachai. He says, a mitzvah bo of a very wouldn't be called, because mitzvah bo of a very is only when there's, you know, a chi of to return it. Here, although you're not allowed to steal from a guy, if you did, there's no mitzvah to return it. Okay. Yes, okay. Yeah. No, not Gezel Gere. No, Gezel Gere.
Same story then.
What? I don't know.
The Gere died.
Oh, right. No, Yorshim. Yeah. Okay. Probably. What he says is, however, now you have the pasuk of Chagasukas Tassalafa. It's our case itself. It's not yours. So it's not yours. That's possible. Again, these are all different theories as to how this works out. Just to mention. What? Yeah, I'll give back to me at the Sukkot. Yeah, there's actually a discussion about that. I still got that, so I'll give back to you. Yeah.
So
let me just mention one last, a couple last quick things at the end. The Minchas Chinuch, and you know, this is the type of thing the Minchas Chinuch, you know, we'll have fun with. So the Minchas Chinuch, and it's a Shin Chafei. It's a Shin Chafei. That's a mitzvah of Yeshiva's Sukkot, Parshas Emor. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this issue of Sukkot Zulim, it's all over there and so on. He comes up with an interesting one piece. Okay, he says as follows. He's an Os Yud in the edition. He says, first he says, "In ki ein darki b'chibus de la harich b'kushas u'perukum ha'she'en ha'gei l'dina." Yes, you? I'm not using marich on matters that are not directly relevant to Allah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, however, here I want to go into Tosfos part two. He says, can you quote the whole kasha with, you know, anyway, he says, basically, There are really two types of mitzvahs. Okay, he says. Let me find the right word. Nearly the shnei minim yesh mitzvahs asay. Echad shehichiv akarkafta b'chol ish miyisrael. There are two types of mitzvahs asay. There's one where there's an obligation on each Jew to do kamo tzela, fast, brachilas matzah, and so on. Umitzvah kazu. One more. Umitzvah kazu in mekayim osa rotan avoyis brachu salam. Right. If you do it, you're fulfilled the Ratzon Hashem. Ki chen tzivul ha-melech baruch hu. V'nevatel ha-mitzvah. You mevatel is v'eino maniach to it. O shelo natal lulu. Bitel ha-mitzvah. V'asa neged it's on his part. V'ano she-emesh, right? If I'm supposed to put on tzon, I don't. I'm mevatel ha-mitzvah to him. I'm not mevatel ha-mitzvah to lulu. Mevatel ha-mitzvah matzah. the Yesh Mitzvah, She'ein Chiyuv La'asosam. It's not an absolute mitzvah to do it. To go in tzitzis. The Torah lo chiva osa lubos begin sh'ar b'katos. The Torah did not require you to wear a four-cornered garment. If you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you must have tzitzis on. But the Torah did not tell you must wear a four-cornered garment. He said, lo chiva osa lubos begin sh'ar b'katos. Vimratza holech below begin sh'ar b'katos. They don't naked ruts on a bore. It's not against them. You walk without a four-cornered garment, you're not violating the ruts of Hashem. Of course, what we do to put on your four corner garments so that you can have this is them. That's good. It's derech hatov yosher. Hakol in the kai mitzvah zu osir ratzon avoy baruch. If you do the mitzvah, you dafka wear a four corner garment, you put tzitzis on it. It's all good. Okay, you're mekayim ratzon Hashem. But in eino mekayim mitzvah, eino over al ratzono. You don't fulfill this mitzvah. You're not violating. You're not going against the will of Hashem. You're just, you know, you're neutral. Rak en rakai mitzvah. There's a chay mitzvah zu, behind a sukkah, yesh bo shnei chalkei mitzvah. Listen, it's because that's all I'm coming to. It just gives us insight in the mitzvah sukkah. The I know. The Leil Rishon, he says, shal sukkah, mitzvah sasei lecho, because I is the sukkah. It's always going to rain. Hopefully it won't happen this year. Okay, for the first night of sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to eat it, because I sukkah, and the chui, why? You have to run around, try and find the sukkah, whatever. That's right. Ain't no roast for lecho, ain't no law. I'm not hungry, pop. Okay, you have to eat it. Just like that guy can't stand pace, I don't like my pop. That's what I make you sick. But I'm saying, you have to. Kumachur lecho, come on, matzah, you gotta do it. What a guy says, I'm a cook, not to operate, 2 minutes. Okay, so the first night of sukkah is, you can't say, I'm not hungry, 2 minutes. Okay, well, I'm in roast, ain't no law, guys have to eat. You can eat the potato chips or whatever it is that doesn't not mechayev a sukkah. They know Yosef a sukkah. The ain shul chiyuv alav kumah. It's like pitzes. Of course, achim ochel mitzvah say lechol b'sukkah. He's gonna eat pas and mazonis or whatever else. Then have to do a sukkah and the time it's on a bochel. Exactly. Alav ena ochel ain chiyuv. The gam b'shem tzalol ol b'tiyuk. Okay. So anyway, there's no bittul mitzvah. So if you wear a four corn garment and you don't put tzitzis, then you violate. Or if you ate achilas keva outside the sukkah, okay, you violate the mitzvah. Hakal, the asa mitzvah mekayim b'chol yom to also return a baruch hu. Yeish shein mekayim mitzvah over the tzom of yom below this beggar shabbat kavos ha'ofer keva put the sukkah. Yeish shein mekayim mitzvah gam in over kiyan ein below this beggar vein ochel. Right, but those are the rules. Now he says like this. He says, what's the idea of mitzvah baba veva? What's the matter with mitzvah baba veva? He says because you know. The defense attorney becomes the prosecutor, right? The very mitzvah now is going on. Hashem's son goes ba'ola and so on and so forth. He says like this: He made mishum zeh shayach shapir lomad loyotzei mitzvah kizeh ena rotzah boris bar yinkelo kiyam mitzvah. You hold mitzvah baba veira, so you're not doing what Hashem wants. Therefore, you weren't mekayim mitzvah. Okay, but that's true by mitzvah chiyuvis. Kiyam loyotzei echalus hamitzvah meila osa mitzvah bita hamitzvah kizeh bezeh tayik kol shuviano. Aber mitzvah she'en am chiyuvios, don't sit as a sukkah, shayim echag, im hein boim ba'avera, a mitzvah po ba'avera, emes lo kiyem ratzon ha'bori, that's true. Okay, the rest of the week, after the first night of sukkah, if I have a stolen sukkah, she'en echag am mitzvah po ba'avera, it's true that I wasn't mekayim the ratzon ha'ashem. Kiyem the ratzon ha'bori. I will become welcome lo bitel ha'mitzvah, it's not a bitel mitzvah. I wasn't the vato of the mitzvah, okay, rock the lo kiyem. I just didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's like not wearing the garment at all. It's like I didn't eat. If I ate in a stolen sukkah, where the problem is mitzvah balanera, that's not the same as I ate indoors. That's the point. I'm not the kind of the mitzvah, but I wasn't the vav. If I ate bread, and if I ate bread indoors on sukkahs, so then I was mefato the mitzvah sukkah. If I ate in a stolen sukkah, mitzvah bolaveira, says in the chassidim, I was. It's not like eating indoors. I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. It's true because it was mitzvah bolaveira, but I wasn't mefato. It's like eating indoors. Okay, it's like. No, you ate bread. No, but I did. If I ate bread, I was not. Yeah, I know, but mitzvah. But he says necessarily not. He's saying mitzvah bolaveira only plays when it's a chiyuv. So therefore, otherwise it's chiyuv. Again, it's not mekayem the mitzvah. It's true, but it's like he says, it's like
Raku Kimosha Aino is Osanis the Quell. The whole is below beg. It's like wearing not wearing a four corner garment. Osha Aino, it's like not eating at all. Eating is thrown food, not eating. However, he says now, once you have, that's the punchline, once you have the mitzvah or the drosha of Chagasukas Kaselacha, now it's a stolen sukkah, now you're talking about the mitzvah. So that's the homdus of the minchas, they're clever.
He takes a stolen mezuzah and puts it on the house. But again, you don't have that middle status on the here by Suki. I have that middle. Maybe I'm not sure. Could be. Not sure. I'll just say just very quickly. Rav Shechta has in the Sefer Eretz Atzvi. It's in Gimel Osir, he talks about Shofar Gozel, Sukkah Gzul, and so on. It's a very close to Chaim. Okay? He quotes Chaim, who says, similar to this, this Minchasim, I don't know, but he says, okay? He says, it's only a problem, is Chepta Shalavera. Okay? And, yeah, that's connected to that. I want to say one other thing about Michal Skinner. There's one other piece of lumbus, so this will finish. Okay, Michal Skinner has another clever thing. He says, let's say I have the following. Let's say I have some stolen stuff, well, it's good stuff. Let's say I didn't have enough schach. I built the sukkah, we expanded the sukkah this year, so I put in schach. I realized, I don't have it. So I go over the guy, he's not looking, so I take some of his schach, my neighbor, I put it in. Okay? So the halacha is, the Rambam Parakev of the Sukkah said, Gimel right, in Yesh Pitzchach Pasol Gimel Tvachim, Mokum Echa Bemez, and it's not always absurd. Three Tvachim Pasol Skach and Pasol is still.
Okay,
one second. No stone, the Sukkah is not Pasol. It's stone, Skach, what do you mean?
So, we said before, maybe you're saying, what's the stone, Sukkah? Stone, Skach. And we said, the corner is Marish. There's not stone, Skach.
No, I'm not talking about stone. It's Skach Pasol.
Yeah, but now.
Let's have schach puzzle. Okay, three tvachim of schach puzzle. Okay, then you'll see the point. You're right. It's not mitzvah above there. It's two puzzle. Okay, what if I have two tvachim of schach puzzle? Not three. That's good. Okay, now, if I have two tvachim of schach puzzle, so based on mitzvah baba there, the sukkah would be absolutely kosher. Because even without that schach, if there was just airspace there, it would be kosher. Because up to a certain amount, up to four tvachim, actually, could have airspace. So he says, that's around the halacha chaf. So avir is possible gimel tvachim. Okay? But let's say I fill in the airspace with schach possible, it's kosher. Okay, but he says that's good if it's anyway your question. That's good if it's mitzvah blah blah vera. But if it's tasa lecha, he's going to say even that lesser amount is no good. That's anyway your question. I just want to end. I don't have anything inside, but the Bikur Yaakov Etlinger says in the Tafsir Shalom Zayin, he has makes a distinction between the tzchach and the defanos. What if I didn't steal the schach, I stole the wall? Okay, so he says, the wall, I stole the wood for the wall. So he has along this, I'll finish with this, okay? In Sifjirav, he says, we thought it came into Pasul Guzzle, he says, Pasul Guzzle, Archer Chagas, Super Tassel, it came name of the Rak Schach Guzzle Pasul, below the Fanas Pasul. Okay, only Schach Guzzle is Pasul. At the end, he says, if Mitzabah is Rabbanon, to come out the fact that Tzchach Gozel is possible with the Reiser, with Fanas Gozel, with Vanas Zul is possible with the Abonim. So he says, Tzchach, in Eilo Sukkah, Rak Zul, Maschach Zul, Ein Tzarek Leishabo. But the Fanas Levi Zul, Tzarek Leishabo. If you have a Sukkah, the Tzchach is not stolen Tzchach. But the Fanas are stolen, you should sit in there. That's what he says, Leiser. Yeah, Tzchach makes a Sukkah. The Fanas is possible with the Abonim. Okay, it's a possible upon Mitzvah Boba Vera. Okay, it's possible. No, Mitzvah Boba Vera. Huh? Sukkah doesn't matter. No, the finals are possible with the Abonim.
So he said, therefore, he said, you shouldn't, don't make a bracha. You sit without a bracha, because it's a pasul d'abon. But since the schach is the culture, then it would be that you'd be a condiment for sukkah device. Okay, we'll stop over here. Wish everybody a enjoyable sukkah.
Is Chaya, please,
he said you should, yeah.
Thank you.
You should have Chaya.
Chaya, yeah. So, oh, I don't know if he means that.
The chadim is kosher. You beat the support.
Yeah, right, I hear it. Yeah, I'm not sure you meant that. I hear it.
Huh? The so-called Chazan Shtukas, but he's kosher.
Or what?
What's it called? Mamet.